There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to The Business Breakfast, Dubai Eye 103.8. Now we meet the man who's charged with returning Shuar Capital to its former glory as a regional investment banking powerhouse. He is the new general manager, Fawad Tariq Khan, and he's with us in the studio. Fawad, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So a big job for you. For those who haven't been in Dubai as long as all of us lots, back in the mid-2000s, Shuar Capital was described as our Goldman Sachs. It was the biggest investment bank in the region, but like many companies during the global financial crisis, it had its challenges and it's been recovering ever since. A while ago, a company called Abu Dhabi Financial Group bought a large stake in that company, Shuar Capital. Jassim Al-Siddiqui became the chairman of Shuar Capital. He's the boss of Abu Dhabi Financial Group. And earlier on this year, the reason you're sitting in this chair is that you, from Abu Dhabi Financial Group, you've been there 4 years, were parachuted in to Shuar Capital. And in the words of your chairman, Jassim Al-Siddiqui, the goal is to restore Shuar to its rightful position as a leader in capital markets and investment banking in the region. It's a big job, Fawad. How are you going to do it?
It's a big job, but it's something that we believe Shuar Capital is perfectly capable for. As you said, they were the largest investment bank. They're the oldest investment bank in the region. They have a great brand name. They have a great legacy behind them. And for us, it's really about returning Shuar back to the roots of it, what it used to do.
But there are. I'm looking at the list of people who've tried to do that since the financial crisis, and it is long and distinguished. 2009, there was Iyad Duwaji, who'd been there 14 years. Then Samir Al-Ansari, great guy. Sheikh Matoum Hasha Al-Maktoum was executive chairman for 3 or 4 years, great guy. Michael Phillip, ex-Credit Suisse, was CEO for a while, and I could continue. Colin McDonald, ex-ABN AMRO, and then Hussein Ben Haj Amour as well. That's 7 or 8 leaders over the past 8 or 9 years. It's not been easy turning around Shuar Capital, has it, Fawad?
I think one has to look at what are the things that Shuar Capital was trying to do in the past that maybe we're trying to change right now. Since I joined Shuar Capital, and indeed since ADFG took a controlling stake in the business, we've focused on 3 main key areas for Shuar. And the first one of that is exiting from a lot of our non-core investments. So in the past, Shuar Capital went out and invested its own proprietary capital into investments that were not necessarily core to its key business areas, such as capital markets and investment banking. So Shuar has got investments in, you know, industrial and manufacturing businesses that are not necessarily related to our business. So that was the first step. The second step has really been to streamline the business and refocus on what it is that we're good at. We're very good at capital markets, very good at investment banking, and at asset management. And then the third part then is to expand across those areas. So the reason why we've exited a lot of our known core investments, it frees up capital. And rather than speculating the firm's capital on proprietary investments, I would rather use that capital and redirect it towards the core competencies that you mentioned Shuar was known for.
Well, you are profitable again. You made, I think it's 12 million dirhams in the most recent quarter, which is good to see Shuar back in the black. Let's take a step back and look at the role, not just of Shuar Capital, but of an investment bank in this region in 2017. Why do we even need an investment bank? Why is the business model of investment bank necessary? What problem are you solving or need are you satisfying?
I think investment bankers will always have a role in the industry, regardless of what's changing. Today, the economic conditions are very different to what they were 3 years ago, 10 years ago, etc. And the investment banks have the experience and expertise for assisting companies in what really ends up being goals of restructuring or raising capital, etc. There are many different ways to do it, and our clients don't necessarily know those ways or understand those ways. Just yesterday, we were with a client who's looking at different options for monetizing their private investment. And again, we're able to provide them with solutions and then guide them through the process of taking it through, because we deal with the regulators on a regular basis, we deal with the markets, and therefore we know what's possible for them to do.
You mentioned the ADFG stake in Shuar. How big is that?
So ADFG today owns 48% of Shuar Capital, so it's the controlling shareholder. It's the largest shareholder in the business. I think What's also quite different now is it's probably the first time that Shoah Capital itself has come under the control of another asset manager, and therefore a firm that actually understands the investment world, understands what it is that needs to be done to turn the business around.
So how are you going to convince companies, whoever they may be, XYZ company wants to raise money on the stock market through an initial public offering, and they walk around DIFC, and all the big guys are there, Goldman Sachs is there, and the big international investment banks, HSBC also. How can you convince them that actually the best bank for you, if you're having an IPO or whatever it may be, is Shoah Capital? What's the point of difference when it is very competitive down in the financial centre?
I think actually Shoah Capital has a number of differentiating factors that actually put us out in front. First and foremost, we are a locally grown business. Our priority is the region. It is a region we understand, and that is something that we support. We're seeing a lot of local companies and government institutions coming to market today, and we have their interests in mind. The second part of it is, let's not forget the history of Shoah Capital, the distribution network that we have, the database of investors that we have, the people we're speaking to on a regular basis.
You talk about that, and one of the key strengths of Shoah a while ago was it was a fully integrated investment bank. You had this huge network of clients through your brokerage business, but then a few years ago you pulled out of brokerage. Looks like you're getting back into it now. Where does good old-fashioned stock brokerage fit into this?
It's a very good question, and again, it goes back to seeing what we're trying to do with Shoah Capital. ADFG had taken control of a securities brokerage business towards the end of 2013-14, and that's a business that, you know, has really flown over the last couple of years in the UAE. They have a strong client list of over 3,000 clients. They have over 15 billion dirhams of shares in custody, and it made sense for that business to actually be housed under Shoah Capital, because immediately you have your ear to the ground, you know what's going on in the market, you have access to these clients. These clients are people who are trading stocks on a regular basis. These are people who want to invest. So when you're going out there trying to advise clients on raising capital or looking at what to do in the markets, we're able to point towards our book now and say, look, we already have people. We know what people want in the market.
So where do you rank now in stock, following that acquisition, which has almost been completed, if not completed, of integrated securities? Where do you rank in the kind of top five or top 10 of brokers in the UAE?
So once the acquisition completes and we're in the final stages of regulatory approvals, we will be ranked top five in the UAE. So
you're also sort of broadening your business offering, aren't you? You're aiming to begin construction of a $400 million tower by the end of the year. Residential sales expected to be launched in the first quarter of 2018. Is this a hands-on development and a shift in your business direction? Or is it merely an investment project?
It's Shoah Capital has always been involved in real estate, and it's something that we've been doing very, very successfully in Saudi Arabia. So while people may not have heard of much of what we've done in the UAE, Shoah has a hospitality fund in Saudi Arabia. I'm actually flying to Riyadh tonight because we're launching our second hotel over there in partnership with the Rotana Central. So we've done a lot of developments in Saudi Arabia, and it's a business we do well. We understand the business, we understand the investors who come into it. And so what we've just announced in Dubai is an extension of that.
You also sit on the board of directors of Northacre, a residential property developer in London. We've had them on the show because they've got sort of several investors from this region, of course, Abu Dhabi Financial Group, involved in some of their projects in London. What's the formal relationship between the two companies, Shoah and Northacre, and are they involved in this big tower project?
Sure. Shoah Capital and Northacre are both controlled by ADFG. I do sit on the board of Northacre and, you know, obviously know the team very well. Northacre have a fantastic record developing in central London for the last 25 years. They have done certain projects in the region, and the formal relationship that we now have for this tower is that Northacre are actually the concept architects. So when we showcased the project at Cityscape, what you saw was actually designed by Northacre. We're working with a local architect right now, and Northacre will be very much involved in the project.
Final question from me. You've been working, you were with Deloitte previously in the United Kingdom. You've been with Abu Dhabi Financial Group running their investments for some time. But now you've got a general manager, effectively a CEO type role. Jassim Al-Siddiqui, the chairman, says your job is to, quote, lead the firm through the next phase of its journey. As a leader, How are you going to do that on a personal level? It's a tough job. Many people have tried and they haven't necessarily succeeded. What tricks have you got up your sleeve as a leader?
I think the very first thing is to believe in your vision and be able to communicate it to the people that you're working with. And it's very important for them to understand that you're in it with them and you're working towards that vision. And the second thing is to show them the tangible results of what you can achieve. I mean, we just mentioned Northacre, for example. It's an example of where we can actually work across the platforms of ADFG, synergize between them, and use that to assist Shoa Capital. I think people want to see action happening. That is something that we're very much doing. As I said, we've announced a project in Dubai. We're opening our hotel in Saudi tomorrow. We're working in Egypt. And once people start seeing action, and once people understand the vision that you have and the strategy that you have, and it makes sense, I think it's very easy to get people to come in and start working with you towards that strategy.
Fawad, wish you the best of luck with that. It is one of the grand names of finance here in the Gulf. Fawad Tariq Khan is the General Manager of Shoa Capital. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.